Traffic City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this really cold day. It's going to get colder out there, but the sun is shining. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, we've been kind of spoiled with nice weather, but hey, this is Wisconsin. That's why we call it winter here. So,
our guest this morning is, it's going to be a really great show. Our guest is Kristen Madalinsky, and Kristen is the proud owner of Aloe Health LLC. We're going to learn how to be healthy this morning, and we're joined in the studio by her husband, Kevin, who probably won't say much, but he's here for moral support. But Kevin is a great addition to Kristen's business because they're a couple. They're married, and they one spouse starts a business. It's a family affair. It's not just an individual affair. So we want to welcome Kristen to our show this morning. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. I am so honored to be here, so thank you.
Glad to have you here this morning, and thanks for coming out this morning.
You are welcome.
Tell us a little bit about you, your background, and tell us about Aloe Health.
Absolutely. So I am a registered nurse, and I practice in traditional, I've been a nurse for about 20 years or so, practice in traditional medicine for about 10 years or so in nursing homes and hospitals and home health, all the places you would expect to find a nurse. And then about 12 years after I started practicing, I came down with severe depression, actually. And so then I was on the other side of the mm-hmm. table. Through that process, I was, of course, put on medications. I really needed that at that time. And at one point, I hit a low point in my treatment and ended up going to the doctor. And he informed me at that visit that I would be on medications lifelong, that it would be too dangerous for me to ever go off. Mm-hmm. And I walked out of that appointment thinking, really, there's no hope for me to recover. I learned in nursing school that my body was made to repair and restore itself, so I just couldn't accept that answer. I'm way too stubborn for that. So I did a lot of research, found a practitioner that agreed to do some additional testing, and we found out that my depression was actually a set of symptoms caused from adrenal exhaustion. So I started treatment with him, and within 6 months of nutritional and supplemental therapy, my body recovered enough, my symptoms started falling away, and I weaned off my medications. Mm-hmm. And that was about 10 years ago, and I've been doing great ever since.
Well, that's so wonderful. So
it was wonderful, but it put me in a little quandary because now I was a registered nurse still, loved my medicine and the practice that I did, but I realized that I wanted to offer people the hope that I just received, and so I've been practicing in more of the alternative medical field ever since. Working with chiropractors and leading support groups and nutritional groups. So that's what I've been doing.
And where can folks reach you, Kristen? If they want to reach out to you next week, for example, after listening to the show this morning, how can they reach you?
I love phone calls. I love chatting with people over the phone. And so my phone number is 920-759-9037. They can also go onto my website, which is www.alohealthllc.com. That's A-L-O-Health-L-L-C.com. And I have a very active Aloe Health Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, go ahead and like that. I'm posting all the time.
Okay. You said, you know, your background as a nurse and so on. How long have you had Aloe Health? When did you start that program?
Yes, I opened the doors of Aloe Health actually June 1st of last summer, so 2015, okay. So 7 months in.
Okay, and you're enjoying it?
This is my passion. I go to bed every night, I lay my head on the pillow, and I literally say, I got to do that today. This is a dream come true.
That's the best thing to hear in the voice of our guests is people who have that kind of passion and dedication, because without that, you're going to have a lot of trouble making it. So it sounds like at least you got a great head start there.
Definitely.
Kristen, what is the vision of your company? What do you envision for your company and your clients?
Yes. Obviously, I want to keep helping people who are suffering from chronic illness. I want to help them get better. What I'm looking at right now, I'm a sole practitioner in my office, and I'm becoming very busy, and that's a good thing. I'm able to help a lot of people, but down the road, I'm envisioning needing probably other food enzyme institute practitioners like myself. So when I'm looking 5 years down the road, that's kind of what I'm seeing. I guess I don't want to have people having to wait a few months to come and see me. That's not okay with me because they need to get better sooner than that. So I'm always looking at how can I better service them.
But like your own experience, you want people to understand that they can do something about their health. They don't have to just take orders and be on medication the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
It doesn't always have to be that way.
Absolutely. So what I love to do with them is teach them how to nourish and strengthen their bodies. And then my job, if I do a great job as a health coach, and I'm a good health coach, my job is to teach people to sustain their new level of health and wellness lifelong. And so when I privately consult with people, that's my goal. We do objective lab testing to find out why are they experiencing symptoms. We go ahead and correct that source of the stress in their bodies, and then their symptoms start to fall away. And now I mentor them how to be independent in sustaining that wellness.
And I guess one of the lessons is that we all experience symptoms of one kind or another, but there's a cause for those symptoms. And sometimes we don't always get at the cause. We're addressing the symptoms the rest of our lives, but we could resolve the cause.
Absolutely. Symptom management is something that I am choosing not to do. I just don't want to do that. When people come to me, I receive phone calls often, and people will say, I have heartburn. Do you have something for that? And I said, you know, I can do symptom management and take a guess at it, but we're going to be wasting your time and money unless I test you to find out exactly why you have heartburn. I can't help you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do symptom management. That's not how you heal a body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my practice is all about answering the question of why.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take our first quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Kristen Madalinsky, the proud owner of Aloe Health, LLC. And we're going to learn more about how to manage our health. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happy and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Kristen Madalinsky, the owner of Aloe Health, LLC. And we're learning how to be healthy and manage our health. Before we continue with Kristen, and we do have a caller on the line, we'll get to Sue in a moment. We just want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We service a 7-county area with about 53 mentors, and we offer free and confidential mentoring and advisory services to business owners and those looking to start businesses. If you're interested in helping or getting some help from SCORE, you can go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application or the request for mentoring assistance, hit the send button, and probably within a couple of days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to offer free and confidential mentoring services to help you get your business going. And we have experts in a number of areas. We have experts in marketing, accounting, HR, banking, accounting, cash flow, IP, intellectual property issues. whatever you think you need help with, social networking, social media networking, we can help you with that at foxcities.score.org.
And Tony, just one other thing. As we are all volunteers and it is wintertime, you may have an extra day delay because we do have some snowbirds. So we try to get somebody to you just as fast as we can, but be a little patient during the cold weather.
And we have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Sue.
How are you?
Well, fine. Good morning. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Kristen?
No, I don't have a question for her, but I just wanted to call and
hello
to Kristen for what she's doing.
Sue, I just want to say thank you. I just want to introduce people to you over the air here real quick. Sue Mako is indispensable to me. She is my mentor. She is another food enzyme practitioner, and she has been phenomenal at sharing her knowledge with me, and I can call her and ask questions. I came to know her as she was helping somebody that I know, and so I sat in on that appointment, and I've been hooked ever since, so thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Kristen. I'm just so proud to be working with you, and, you know, I just see positive things for the future. It's looking good, I think.
We're a good team, Sue.
Yes.
Everyone is, and so many people are benefiting from that team. You're helping a lot of folks. So thank you for the call, Sue. Really appreciate the call this morning. You stay warm out there.
Okay.
And Kristen, we were talking in the first section about your business, your background, and why you're doing this. And the term enzymes have come up a couple times. Before we get too far into the program, can you give us an overview of what is an enzyme and why is that so important?
Enzymes, I have come to love because I realize that food provides the vitamins and the minerals and the the materials that go into our body, but those things don't have the capability to do any work whatsoever. It's the enzymes that will digest the food, that will make the nutrients be transported and used by the cells. So without enzymes, our food can do no good. What I hear so much is people talking about good foods to eat. And, yep, I absolutely, as a nutritionist, I understand how important that is. It's not all about what we ingest. It's what we digest and transport and absorb and utilize within our cells. That's going to determine if our cells are malnourished or if they're properly nourished to be able to perform their functions.
Now, how are processed foods like canned foods not good enzyme friendly? Why is that?
Yes, any type of processed foods are what I call dead foods. They don't contain live enzymes, and the reason is in order for a food to remain intact when it's inside a package or a can, it cannot contain enzymes, otherwise it would self-digest, right? So if you put a fresh pineapple in a can with the enzymes, it would be mush when you open it up. So they have to go ahead and put those, for instance, canned goods in a hot water bath, raise the temperature to at least 118 degrees or so until the enzymes are killed off. And if you eat more dead foods than enzyme-rich foods, your body is not able to digest those foods, and it's the maldigestion that will lead to chronic symptoms.
So really, it's the process we want to nourish, not just the nourishing food that goes in, but we need to keep the production process working properly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were talking about that a little bit as far as the focus on the foods and so on, what types of foods do you recommend?
Yes, I always tell people will ask me, do I need to take an enzyme supplement? And I say, absolutely not. If you're going to eat whole raw foods 75 to 80% of the time, you don't need to supplement with enzymes. Most of us are not getting whole raw fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, 75 to 80% of the time. Therefore, we need to supplement. Just like if you're not getting enough vitamins and minerals in your diet, you supplement with vitamins and minerals.
Is there a difference between a whole food and a raw food?
Whole foods are just foods with everything intact already. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the fiber, everything intact. Raw foods are
vegetables.
Obviously, right.
Apple.
There are enzymes alive in raw foods yet. When you cook foods, the heat will destroy the enzymes. If you microwave foods, the enzymes will be destroyed. Everyone hears a lot about the importance of organic foods, and that is really important because fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides will change the pH of the foods and make the enzymes inside inactive.
What's interesting is that this is very good information, but we also hear on the other side how people tend to live longer now. We're living into our 80s, and now we're pushing the 90s. But if we're not eating healthy, how are we doing that?
Yeah, we have a lot of sick people, right? A lot of people who need a lot of doctor visits, a lot of medications. It's shocking, actually, at the number of young people, too, who are we're not healthy anymore. We used to call type 2 diabetes adult onset diabetes. We can't say that anymore because now the onset is in children routinely. So our population really from birth to people who are living much longer, we're just a sicker population.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Kristen Matalinsky this morning about our health. She owns a company named Aloe Health LLC, and she basically gets right down to the real nutrition, and it's going to be a great segment coming up. Before we get to that, though, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring we do, we also have a series of seminars during the year. And Randy, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, well, we were having the Simple Steps program coming up beginning on February the 17th. Mm-hmm. That's a Wednesday morning. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. And it is going into the basics, what it takes to start a business, what it's all about. We follow that up with four more sessions that'll be held the following Wednesday evening. From 6 until 9. And you can register for these programs online with the SCORE website at www.foxcities.score.org. The first session, if you register, is free, and then each of the other sessions are $25 each. And we take you all the way through your business plan, including not only the basics, but also the types of business structures, marketing, financial planning, and also the fund one, where do I find the money? So we do all kinds of, do all five segments on it, and recommend if you're thinking of starting a business or you have been in a business and kind of need a refresher, this is a good tune-up. It really gets you going. So go out to the website, and that's the program we've got going right now. We'll have other ones later, so always keep an eye on that website.
Sounds good. It is a good program, and SCORE has run that series a number of times now. It's been well attended, and we've had good reviews with it, so check it out at foxcities.score.org. We have Scott on the line this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Real fine. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Kristen?
Nope, I'm actually a client of Kristen's, and I just wanted to call up and express my appreciation for her services. You know, I came in with a bad HRA score on my cholesterol, and I didn't want to just be thrown on a statin with all the side effects and such. I wanted to get to the root cause of what was going on, so I just appreciate the fact that she took the lab. She really was able to identify my poor eating habits, how my body was not digesting certain things, and really get me on a program where I can naturally, and through nutrition and with the enzymes, be able to get back to health and avoid the high expense that comes with, you know, what could happen to me if I did not take care of this now, plus to keep me off of some of the statins that have bad side effects. So just want to express my appreciation for the service and just, you know, tell her to keep on rolling.
Thank you, Scott.
So you've been a near ideal patient. I already told you you were going to be a poster child hung on the wall of my office. You're just trying to score brownie points. No, you've been great to work with, and it's awesome to work with people who are coming in for things like that. You know, my doctor wants me to get well, and I can partner with them, and they can get a high five when they go back to the doctor because they've been able to reach their goals.
Scott, thanks for the call. It was a very good comment this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Best wishes to all of you.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year. Anyone else would like to call in, I'll give you the phone number now. You can reach us at 281-1150 here at the studio, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Kirsten, one of the things you're doing right now is, you know, I'm one of these marketing people, and you just got what is probably one of the most valuable forms of marketing, and there is the referral and the endorsement by your clients. How else do you promote your business? How else do you work with it?
One of the big things I do is by doing educational seminars. I love to get out there and teach people about this. You know, a lot of people are hearing about nutrition, which is awesome. The Fox Valley is really a hotbed of nutrition information, and I love that. But what's not being talked about is the importance of enzymes also. So I want to get out there and really educate people about both. And by doing that, people hear something new, and they respond by saying, boy, I want your help because I'm hearing something new. Social media has been phenomenal. Facebook is really an awesome tool for me. Again, I can educate people so they can read something and hopefully take a tip away.
I notice also you have a really good page on your website of just endorsements and testimonials from your clients. That's a fantastic way to publicize your business as
right.
well.
Well, and
what's that website address again?
Yes. Thank you. It is www.alohealthllc.com. That's alohealthllc.com.
Great. We have another caller on the line this morning, Kristen. They're rolling in.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Real fine.
Good to hear. Kristen, I'm a person who is very interested in health issues as well. What are some of the things that you recommend with people that are cancer patients?
That is a really, really great question, actually. And I wish Sue was on the line, too, because, Sue is teaching me a lot about this. So cancer patients, what we need cancer patients to realize is that their body terrain can help dictate whether cancer will be more likely or less likely to grow on their bodies. So really, that's where the objective testing really comes in handy for me. Again, I do not diagnose or treat cancer by any means, but what I do is look to see how we can make a body very healthy to be able to fight as best as it can. And also after, if someone has had their health restored, they're recovered from cancer, what can we do to, again, make it very healthy? So the 24-hour urinalysis that we do is really important. That's a really important piece to me to determine what is a pH level, how much toxicity is in the body. We probably test, besides the pathology, about a dozen different results. We look at all of the results individually, and then we combine the results together to get a really good picture of how the organ systems are working. Does that help answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, there was one or two other questions that I had as well. That's pretty interesting what you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I have myself issues with adrenal problems, and I've always believed that adrenal issues can be the root cause of an awful lot of problems. Like, I just recently started coming down with asthma.
Oh, yes.
Can you literally reverse asthma?
You know, here is what I want to say about that. I do have people call me about that. If I can give you a tip, I would love you to try this. A lot of time, nutritionally speaking, we see asthma caused by too much sugar in the diet and the body unable to properly digest the sugar. So people will call me and I will say, you know what? I would love to sign you up with my program, but I want you to try something for 2 weeks. Try to go sugar-free for 2 weeks. And see if that really doesn't help the problem. So that's just kind of a tip I'm going to leave you. So again, do I cure disease? Absolutely not. Have I had asthma patients who, after going through the program, they substantially reduce or eliminate any more asthma attacks? That's just happened as a result of now getting a much healthier body. So I have seen results, absolutely.
Okay, another question about that. When you say going sugar-free, you mean just basically going on something like a vegetable diet where there's really no sugar at all? Or when you say that, you mean natural sugars like blueberries, raspberries, blackberries would be okay to eat in that time period?
Yep, that's a really great question, too. So initially with people, for instance, like with asthma and even children with ADD and ADHD, I'll say start with eliminating the sugar, primarily the added sugars. Like in donuts and yogurt and soda and things like that. The urinalysis will tell us exactly if the body is having a hard time digesting the sugars in the fruits also. So I can give much more specific advice once we see the results of the urinalysis.
Okay. Well, I will consider that. That's extremely good information. Like I said, I'm very interested in health as well.
Okay.
And I do a lot of stuff. I don't have health insurance, and so I have a tendency to work on getting around as much as I possibly can. I've only gone to a doctor once in 30 years, and it's because if I didn't get my hernia surgery done, I'd have been dead. So.
Mike, we want to thank you for the call. Thank you very much for the good questions, and we invite you to listen to our website next week, www.biztalkwithscore.com, because you'll be able to hear this show on our website. It'll be archived out there, and you can review what Kristen is saying this morning. So, Mike, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Kristen,
much.
Quick question for you. Having to do with how you market and how you deliver your services, people will call up and they'll say, hey, Kristen, I've got this issue. I got this, I've got this, or I got that. Or they'll sit there and think for 6 months about calling you. How do you get people to move to take action? Because it's important that they do that.
Absolutely. So really by talking to people and establishing a relationship and a trust with them is really important. So I do want to take time and be able to answer people's questions. That's really, really important. The one thing I never want to do is I never want to coerce anyone to come to me, because it's hard work getting healthy the natural way. Really, it's you're watching your diet, and it means you're becoming very conscious of what you're eating, and that's not an easy thing for us to do. It might mean some nutritional supplements, absolutely. So people have to be ready to take that leap, too. So I do everything I can do on my end to properly educate and develop that relationship, and it's really they need to take that step.
Okay. Well, talking about taking steps and kind of moving back a little bit, because the fact you are a small business owner, an entrepreneur, I'd like to just get some ideas of how you got around to taking those steps. Some of the things that you did 7 months ago, 8 months ago, 2 years ago, how did you move ahead to get started, be where you are?
That's a great question, because it's a giant leap of faith to do that. My husband and I were actually offered to think about purchasing an existing business in the Fox Valley where I was doing some corporate health coaching, and we decided to move forward with that. So we signed up to take the eSeed program at Fox Valley Tech, which was a phenomenal thing for us to do. Shortly after we signed up for the course, the deal fell through with the business we were going to do, and that worked out best for everybody, so it was a good thing. But I was left in the class then. I had paid for the class. I was in the beginning stages, and my instructor, David Lindenstruth, who Has been phenomenal. I met with him again yesterday. He's a great guy.
Dave's one of our newest SCORE mentors also.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for him. I actually came to class crying. I was very upset. My dreams kind of fell by the wayside. And he just looked at me and said, "What's your dream? What do you want to do?" And I pondered that, and I said, "I want to help people get better like I did. What do I do?" Well, I was in the class, so I knew what to do. He led me step by step by step in writing my business plan, which was painstaking. It took hours, and it was the best thing I did. I had a process in place. Through the ESEED program, a lot of resources and people were put in my path. I started surrounding myself with those people, depending on their knowledge, asking them a lot of questions. Once I opened my doors, and my ESEED class was done, I knew I didn't want to end that mentoring, so I contacted SCORE and Bill Devine. I am so proud to say he is my mentor. He has been an encouragement to me. He has been a great resource. I do not know where I would be today without him. He meets me every month in my office. Sometimes he tells me things that he can tell when I look at him that I don't want to hear, but I will put it into place because he has a lot of knowledge. He's successful, and I need to listen to him. And he's my biggest fan. And
Like we are very happy to say at SCORE, it's for the life of the business. It's not just to start the business. And as long as a business is growing and living, we hope that SCORE can be helpful for that.
So. Absolutely. I'm not leaving him unless he decides to leave me. So.
Well, I see it the other way. I think maybe someday you might become a SCORE mentor.
And that would be really fun, too, someday in the right season. I would
because
love that.
Because we're always putting invitations out there for folks who'd like to mentor at SCORE and come down and help other folks. So if you've been in business yourself and you've had those experiences and you have that knowledge and you want to pass it on and inspire other people like Bill Devine does, like Randy does, like I do, come on down and check us out. It's a fun place to be.
Listening to you, I've heard it sounds like you put together a good team for yourself, working first of all with the ESEED, with SCORE, and having a mentor. That's one of the things people don't usually think about doing is having somebody familiar with their business as a mentor. So it sounds like you put together a pretty good, strong team, including I see Kevin smiling over there, so he must be a team member too.
He is a team. I would not be here without him. Our minds are so different, which is why we make such a great pair in marriage and in business. But the things that I want to do that would hurt my business, he sees immediately, and he grounds me, and he makes me stop and think. And, I would not be here without him. And the support, this takes a lot of time when you do this.
It is. Yeah, it's a big commitment. You learn all the time. It's a constant learning. It's a journey.
Yes.
And to your point about Kevin grounding you, and he keeps you from making those mistakes, you contribute as much to not making mistakes as Kevin because you accept the advice and you ponder it.
Right.
And that's where growth comes from in a lot of entrepreneurs. And people who are bullheaded and don't want to do that, they beat themselves against the wall and they get a headache. Absolutely. Then they have to come and see you about Enzyme.
Then I help them with their headaches. Can I mention one other thing, other group that's been really important? In the very beginning, when I opened my doors, I joined a networking group, and it's the Apple Growers Loops group. And you can Google it. We're an amazing referral group. And when I say active referral group, we are very active. I had my membership paid off in, I think, 6 weeks.
Okay.
They've been extremely helpful.
Super.
That way, too.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to wrap it up with Kristen, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA. SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back. We're in our final session now with BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Kristen Matalinsky, and Kristen is the owner of Aloe Health LLC. We're learning what it's like to be really healthy and how we can help nourish our own bodies, protect our health, and keep us safe and keep us healthy. Before we continue with Kristen, I just want to say one more thing about SCORE this morning. We want to acknowledge the contributions made by the sponsors who help bring the program to you every weekend. We couldn't do this program without their support and without their sponsorship. So we're very grateful as a SCORE chapter to Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, and next week, Kurt Hailing is going to be our guest. So if you want to listen about taxes and all that fun stuff, Kurt will be here next week. We also want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, offers law advice. She's also a SCORE mentor. We want to thank the Bank First National folks who opened their new office today or yesterday out on Wisconsin Avenue. Next to the, used to be the old Paradise Club, but that's where their new bank is now. And we also want to thank Candeo Creative. Zach Pawlowski over there owns Candeo, and Zach is offering great support to the SCORE chapter for our BizTalkWithScore.com website, BizTalkWithScore.com. If you'd like to listen to some archived radio programs, you can go out there and listen to them on that website. And finally, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business or going into business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you probably should be. For $20 a year, it gives you a great overview of the business community in East Central Wisconsin, and it can be an opportunity to share things with other folks and take advantage of opportunities you might have missed if you aren't reading the Business News. Kristen, we were talking a little bit this morning, a lot about health and everything, and during the break you mentioned that you just can't do this alone. Would you like to comment on that? You had some great observations there and how the value of not doing this alone.
Yeah, I have learned that definitely. From the moment we decided to do this, we knew we couldn't do it alone. But I was a little less apt to reach out for help in the beginning because this was my thing, and that's just where my head was. I have come a long way, and I've realized that the more I can acknowledge my weaknesses and know what they are, what I have to do then is set up really good people around me who that's their area of expertise. So accounting and IT, not my favorite, and I mess those things up a lot, but I have some pretty phenomenal IT and accounting people around me to make sure that I will stay successful that way. So it's if I have a piece of advice to give, it's make sure you understand your strengths and weaknesses, and you need to balance that out with good people around you.
Did I just hear the biz tip there, Tony? Was that?
Well, this whole program's been a biz tip, health tip, biz tip. I mean, it's great. It's really good. It's good advice because a lot of people do get that little stubbornness about them. They think they can accomplish it on their own, and they know they can do that, but it's holding them back from other areas where they really are good. So it's good advice that you just shared, I think, Kristen, that everybody has to kind of humble down a little bit and admit,
Absolutely. Like,
I don't know IT and I don't know accounting. I'm a cash flow banking guy, but I really don't know accounting, so I turn that over to people who do know accounting.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's hard as a business owner to not want to wear every single hat, and so I have had several people just remind me throughout the process, you can take that hat off. You don't have to wear that one, so I'm thinking that every day now.
I think business people, it's important people recognize that when they're in business, they have a great opportunity to do some good for other people. And what gets in the way of delivering that goodness? Maybe it's not understanding IT or accounting. Hire that out and bring some people in, because when I do that and my clients do that, they hire it out, they sleep better at night.
Yes.
They don't have to worry and stay up that they made a mistake in something they didn't really understand in the first place.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Tell us again, how can folks get a hold of you, Kristen?
Yes, I love to talk to people on the phone. So by phone, you can reach me at 920-759-9037. You can visit my website at www.alohealthllc.com. That's alohealthllc.com. And I'm a very active Facebook poster on my Alo Health page. So you can search me out on there and like me, and you'll see my posts.
Good. And we also ask our guests to leave a biz tip for the program. And Randy already thought one was given, but I'm sure you've got a whole bunch more. What's a biz tip you'd like to share?
I have a lot. One biz tip that I'm thinking right now, because you mentioned mistakes. One of the best ways, one of the ways I've grown the most as a business owner is remembering my mistakes, seeing them, and learning from them. I'm not afraid of the mistakes I've made, and I know more are coming, but that's how I learn the most.
Wonderful. Very good. So,
well, it's been a great program this morning, Kristen. Thank you very much. And again, I'd encourage folks who are listening. It happens a lot on Biz Talk where the guests come on the program and we'll talk and invite folks to call in, but maybe not get a lot of calls. You got quite a few this morning, mm-hmm. but you're going to get calls next week. And once again, what's your phone number you'd like to talk on the phone? What
yes,
is that?
I do. It's 920-759-9037. And yes, I would love to have a conversation with you and answer any question you have.
Kristen, Kevin, thank you for being our guest this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on the program.
Great. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here.
Great.
We're looking forward to next week. We're going to say we're going to have Kurt Haling talking about taxes and accounting and all that good stuff that people really love this time of year.
And that's it. You've been listening to BizTalk on Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.